Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Mercy Over Judgment. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You won't go very many hours without somebody will want to talk about somebody to you.
Amen.
And you'll be pulled to jump in and add your 2 cents and shake your head and tisk, tisk, tisk. That ain't right. How could they do such a thing? That's being a hypocrite. You know exactly how they could do it, like you did it.
Right. Come on.
I'd never do that. The Bible said you've done the same thing. Oh, I know, The Bible said you have.
Yep.
Spiritually, you have. If you knew what to do and didn't do it, that's sin.
Yep.
That's what they did. Same thing. God looks at the heart. Why are we so pulled? I mean, there are times you will literally have to bite your lip to keep from jumping into conversation and talking bad about them or talking against them. Why? You are spiritually, there are influences being brought around you to push you to get mad, to get upset, to judge, to hold a grudge. Why? He's trying to set you up. If he can get you to judge them, he can get access to you. He don't care about them. He don't care about you. He just wants to destroy. And he knows he can't as long as you are in the will of God, walking in love, walking in faith, he can't touch you. He can't get to you. So what does he do? He's got to get you to take off the protection. He's got to get you to open the door so he can get to you. And are we dumb enough? I said, are we dumb enough to throw open the doors and say, come hurt me. Come mess up my finances. Come cause me problems. Come attack me. Here you go. Here's access. And having been destroyed, are you going to raise up your head and go, it was worth it. I wanted to be mad at them. It felt good to be mad at them and hold a grudge. What do you think about it? Go to Matthew, the 18th chapter. I see we're not going to cover all this today. Can you come back sometime?
Yeah.
I'm excited about this. I believe we can shut the door.
Yeah.
We can keep the devil waiting.
Yeah.
Day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year. We can keep him waiting, looking, trying to get to us and can't get to us. Even if we start to mess up, we get mad, we want to hold a grudge, we remember, don't let the sun go down on this. We repent. We forgive them. Is that coming? Are you with me? And we keep the doors shut. We refuse to judge. No matter how people might try to push us, we say, hey, that's between them and the Lord. They're not my servant. I love them. I just want to see them do good. What do you think about that? I don't. None of my business. Ain't my call. If for no other reason, do it for yourself. To stay safe. To give no place to the enemy. In Matthew 18, down about verse 15, this passage portrays this about as clear as anywhere in the Word that I'm aware of. 18:15. The Lord said, if your brother shall trespass against you, tell everybody what a sorry rascal he is. Huh? don't tell other people. Go to Him. Have some courage. Have some gumption. It's cowardly to talk about people behind their back. Isn't it? You got something to talk to somebody about? Don't talk to everybody else. Go to them. Did Jesus say go to them? He said go to them. And tell him his fault between you and him alone. You and him alone. You and him alone. See, love does not spread people's mistakes online. Tweeting, texting, emailing. If you do it, you're sowing a seed. It's going to come back. You and him. Is Jesus talking? Should we respect Jesus' words? You and him alone. And if he will hear you, you have gained your brother. That's it. It's the end of it. Nobody needs to know the rest of it. Is that right? You and them are in good shape again? We've closed the door to the enemy. Come on, can you see that? We have shut this thing down before it ever got out of hand. Now, you don't go to them acting haughtily and holier than thou. You just say, hey, you know, that thing you said and did, that bothered me. It caused me some problems. And I hadn't told anybody else about it, but, you know, I wanted you and I to talk because I wanted just to keep our relationship. And if they're halfway right with the Lord, what are they probably going to say? Man, I didn't want to cause you any problems.
That's right?
Right? Yeah. And just that quick, we can have this thing fixed.
Yeah.
Yeah. But see, what's the enemy want you to do? I want you to go talk to this one about it. Go talk to that one about it. Go talk to the... And then, you know how these things work. Then they're going to share it with somebody else, second and third hand. It's going to turn into something it wasn't.
Yeah.
They're going to add all these details that never happened. It's going to blow into this other thing. Why does it blow into that thing? Because the enemy is working in there.
Yeah.
He's influencing their mind.
Amen.
Keep reading. If he won't hear you, take with you one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word may be established. Why won't people do this? It takes courage, and you have to care.
Yep. Amen.
Yes.
Come on.
Why? You have to care about them, and you have to care about your relationship. Can you see? You're trying to save your relationship.
Yeah.
Can you see this?
Yep.
Verse 17. And if they won't hear that, somebody's being hard-headed.
Yeah.
Tell it to the church. But if he neglect to hear the church, let him be to thee as a heathen man and a publican. Things should be solved. When your leaders in the church say stop this and do this, that ought to be the end of it. But most churches, their leaders have no influence in their life. They hire them and fire them every few months or years just to shake things up. And they dare not try to say anything about their life or their business or how they do things. But that's just worldliness in the church. If we got big issues, you ought to be able to bring them to your leadership, and the leadership says, okay, you're going to do this, you're going to do this. That's it. Whether you like it, you don't. No lawsuits.
Come on.
That's right.
No lawsuits. Selah. Keep reading. Got into verse 21. Peter came to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? So what's the theme through all this? He said, seven times. That'd be enough for anybody, right? Seven times. Jesus said, I say to you, not to you till seven times, but until 70 times seven.
Yeah.
I'm sure Peter thought, what? You got to be joking. How much are you going to put up without any one human being? And verse 23, Jesus goes into teaching them.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about forgiveness and forgiving somebody many times. He said, therefore, he's joining what he just said to this. The kingdom of heaven's likened to a certain king which would take account of his servants. When he had begun to reckon, one was brought to him which owed him 10,000 talents. Now, talent was the small measure was 75 pounds of precious metal. They're probably talking about silver in this case. And if you figure up 10,000 75-pound chunks of silver times 16 ounces times what it's going for an ounce these days, you're looking in the neighborhood of $20 million. $20 million. So this guy owed him, it depends on a number of things, but let's just say $10 to $20 million. Be conservative. And verse 25, for as much as he had not to pay, he couldn't pay it. His Lord commanded him to be sold and his wife and children and all that he had and payment to be made. He owed it. He couldn't pay it. You remember talking about Elijah in the book of Kings, that the widow woman sent word to the man of God. Her husband had died and the creditor had come and was going to take her boys. Remember that? That's how it worked back then. If you couldn't pay your bills, not only could they come get your house, your donkey, your ox, your land, they could take your kids and your spouse and whoever and sell them as slaves and put the money on the debt. That's how it worked. So he's in a terrible place. So it was commanded, payment be made. Verse 26, the servant therefore fell down and worshiped him and said, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay you all. Pay him what? $20 million? Could he have done that? It might not have been that he could have done that, ever, rest of his life. But if you'll have patience with me, if you'll give me time, give me an opportunity, I'll pay it all back. Please don't do this. Don't sell us as slaves. Don't liquidate everything I got. Please. Verse 27, the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion and loosed him and forgave him the debt. This is grace. Amen. This is grace and mercy. Now, what has happened at this point? Not just that this man doesn't have to get sold into slavery and his family. He no longer owes this. He doesn't have to pay a dollar of it back. Out of the great compassion of the Lord, he loosed him. Everybody say he loosed him. He loosed him and forgave him the debt.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Mercy Over Judgment, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 3rd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.